This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. A special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Mr. Kurt Rogers joins us. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. How are you? We're actually going to have a whole week of what,
I think
50s
so,
and
man.
60s?
I know. Hey, it may touch 70 on Friday, they're saying.
That'd be just beautiful. What is it? 70 in the Rockies home opener.
Rockies home opener. They need to find some offense, though. They started out a couple of wins. Now, need some bats to go in.
There's 162 games. We need to put it all into perspective.
Absolutely, absolutely.
We're doing just fine. But can you imagine what downtown Friday's going to be like?
Oh, no, it is a zoo. I've been going opening day for quite a few years. Victoria and I are going down and this year, and, it is jam-packed crazy. Insane.
It's really a lot of fun.
It is, for sure. Well, again, Affordable Interest Mortgage, their number, 720-895-0500. So, Kurt, before we get to our guest today, let's talk about our housing market. I actually saw something on the news last night, and they said, actually, not only is it the best time, this is the best week to sell your home. I mean, they had a report showing 52 weeks a year and how right now
it's
is
the best
time.
You know, it's funny how they know that. With all the data they collect, they're probably figuring that that's what it's supposed to work, but I've never seen that. I've seen, we're busy, but I've never seen them being able to put it, because it used to be the selling season started in more towards May and June.
Gotcha.
Now it's been moved up. It actually started in February. Mm-hmm. More people willing to sell. And then the rates got turned around, and instead of them talking about raising the rates, they said they're not going to touch them this year, and they've actually gone down. And that's just stimulated the market drastically, because that allows people to be able to go out and get those homes. So the values are staying up there. And a lot of people that got a loan two years ago, they're looking at their loans and saying, well, if I'm paying over 4 3/8 or 4.5, or if I'm paying mortgage insurance, they're refinancing. And they're able to not extend their term and lower their payments. So there's a lot going on right now with what's going on with rates, and they're going to stay like this for a while.
And that's one thing you do when people maybe want to think about refinancing. You sit down and kind of counsel them through that, figure out, hey, is it a good deal for them or not?
I've had a couple people I've looked at. I said, okay, we're about 4 months away. 4 months would be a little bit better. Your payoff will be a little bit more. I think the rates might click a little bit better. And so, yeah, you're right. I will tell them it might not be the right time right now. Values are still going up. They're going to continue to go up. So it's going to work on both ends. As you pay it down and your value goes up, you have more equity available. Right. So it just works.
Well, again, if you've got any mortgage needs, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500, their website, aimortgage.net. Well, Kurt, tell us about our guest today.
Our guest today is one of my favorite roofers, even though I didn't know him when mine blew up a couple of years ago. And talking with him and spending time with him, he's one of my favorite. His name is Ken Stricker, and he works for a company called Northwest
Roofing.
Northwest Roofing. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Glad to have you on the show, Ken. Let everybody know how you got started in the business.
Absolutely. Thanks, Kurt, for inviting me as well. I am a Colorado native. Grew up here up in Arvada.
Rare.
Very rare. So been here, except for college, all my life. Got into roofing about 5 years ago and hooked up with Northwest about 2 years ago. And we just rocking and rolling with all the hail that hits Colorado. We're pretty busy.
Sure. Now, very heavy competitive field, roofing. I mean, I don't know how many there are in just the Denver metro area, but there's a lot. What do you feel kind of sets you guys apart?
A lot of what sets us apart is, first and foremost, we've been around since 1963, so a long, long time here in the Denver metro area. We don't go out and storm chase. We don't go door knocking. So we are kind of a community roofing company is what we like to say.
Okay. So good deal.
So if somebody is looking at their roof, you know, when you talk about storm chasing, and we constantly hear people that are being taken advantage of with their roof, What are some of the immediate warning signs if you have somebody that's coming over and wants to give you an estimate, somebody knocks on your door that they have specials? What are some of the warning signs that the consumer may need to know to be say, well, this might not be the guy I really want to do?
Well, unfortunately, in our industry, we see a lot of guys coming in from out of town. So out-of-state license plates are a good warning sign that you might have a door knocker or a storm chaser. I always say, you know, unless there's a hole in your roof, unless there's water coming in after a storm, you have some time. Hail damage does degrade your roof, but it is not going, it's not immediate threat in most cases. So take your time. Get to know the person that's coming to the door. If they are coming to the door, do some research. Most notably, though, reach out to your insurance agent. We work with a ton of them. So any reputable roofer is going to be on their radar, and they'll be able to either confirm that, hey, this is somebody you want to talk to, or say, hey, I've never heard of that. Let me send somebody that I might know.
You bring up a good point, because the ultimate fallback is going to be to the insurance company. If you have a roofer come in and it's pay and it's not done, that's going to come back, and then the insurance company's got to deal with it again. So they're kind of help you out.
Yeah. We try to make a good partnership with insurance agents to make sure that their customers are taken care of, and the claim gets paid fairly and quickly.
And, you know, again, sometimes there's nothing wrong with knocking doors, but I agree with you that you just got to be really careful. And what we always tell everyone is just, you know, don't sign anything at a door. Sometimes people, you know, they'll come up and they'll say, oh, this is just permission for us to get on the roof to look. But and then the homeowner doesn't read that. And really, they've signed a contract right there, which can get them in trouble. So that's just something we push personally, you know, with Haystack Help. And our referral list that we have is, you know, like you said, if water's not rushing in, don't let them rush you into a decision to make you think like you got to get it fixed tomorrow.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And many of those folks that come in and do that, they'll make that contract mm-hmm. to sound like, oh, no big deal, we'll just tear it up. Well, then they're quick to jump on the phone, file a claim for you. And in their mind, it isn't a big deal. In the homeowner's mind, if they've got a zero pay claim on their insurance, that can be a big deal for them down the road. The roofer's off and gone, mm-hmm. whereas the homeowner gets to reap those rewards of higher rates and whatnot for many multiple claims. So we try to avoid that as much as we can with them.
Right. Do you find a lot of people don't understand their homeowner policy and what their roof covers? Because a lot of companies have changed, you know, from $1,000, $2,000 deductible to percentage of the home value. And now people are going like $10,000. You know, I mean, that happens, right?
Yeah, it does. We unfortunately surprise a lot of folks when we encourage them to go back and ask their agent what their coverage looks like. There are a number of them that have found out that, yep, we've gone from a flat $1,000 to somewhere up there into the 2% range at times. So that's part of the, before you file a claim, know exactly what your coverages are so there aren't as many surprises. Obviously, if it's after the fact, it's what's done is done, and what you have is coverage. But at least knowing what it is helps.
So now would be a good time, because we're getting ready to get the hail season. Hail season starts, you know, we're not as good as the realtors are saying that this is the week in March. But
sure.
Hail season starts when?
Hail season. We've seen storms as early as late April. So really, we're coming right into it. Down south, Dallas-Fort Worth, got a big hailstorm a week and a half ago, which is generally a good indicator when they start seeing hail, we're not too far behind.
So now would probably be a good time to sit down and look at your contract and look at, you know, what do I really have, especially if you've gotten a new one, your new insurance, to make sure it's not 2%, because if you got a $500,000-$600,000 house, that's $10,000-$12,000.
Can be expensive. So yeah, I recommend that folks do get with their insurance agent at least annually, and generally right before hail season, just till you know what you have.
So when we say you got hail damage, I mean, most of us, I mean, you know, it'll hail. We don't go out there and get a ladder and get on a roof, nor should you, okay?
Nope.
Because we don't know what we're looking for, first of all, and then safety, the other reason. But, I mean, what does it actually do to shingles besides just make little dents? I mean, how is that damage or not good for our roof?
Well, what it'll do is it'll impact, and you've got granular, so the coloring on your roof, there's little pebbles. That's what protects the asphalt shingle underneath. So hail hits that, breaks those up, and then starts to degrade that asphalt, those fibers and whatnot, and breaks those apart. So hail damage doesn't screw up your roof right away. Mm-hmm. Over time, it degrades those shingles and creates that leak possibility. So, which is why insurance says, okay, we'll replace it before it becomes a problem.
Right. And then most time, do you meet the insurance agent out there, or give us the process? So it hails,
It hails.
And then we call the insurance agent, or do we call you first? What do you guys like?
I'm always one to say, call me. I'm happy to come out and take a look at your roof. My process is I'll get up, take a bunch of pictures, come down with the homeowner, talk to them a little bit, show them the pictures and say, I think you have a warrantable claim. Contact your agent. I'm happy to provide these pictures for them to kind of look at it as well.
You give an estimate right there on what it is prepared?
Honestly, I don't. Insurance sets that up, especially on a hail claim. Insurance pays what insurance is going to pay. They've got that coverage. They've got a system created that has all the costs and everything of the roof and provides a reasonable profit to have it fixed by a professional. Mm-hmm. So we basically put it back in their hands and say, we've identified damage. We believe it's warrantable. Call your agent, have an adjuster come out, and we'll walk the roof together, and then we come up with the estimate together.
Okay.
Now, and this is from past experience, when I've had hail damage in the past, or I've thought about it, one of the things that I did was call a roofer. Mm-hmm. The second thing I did was call my agent to cross-check with the roofer.
Sure.
Okay. I come to find out that was costly, because when you call your insurance company, at least the ones that I had, mm-hmm. they make that as a claim. When they just come out to look. So, because every time you have a claim on your homeowner's insurance for hail, that starts to add up. Now, all of a sudden, it becomes a whole lot more expensive.
Absolutely.
To have your roof covered.
Absolutely.
And I learned that I went from 1 to 3 real quick, but even though it was only one time, mm-hmm. I got hit on it pretty hard. So one of the things that I know you do, and we talked about it this morning earlier, You will go out to someone's house, and you're doing a lot of that now to see if there's hail damage prior to going in, mm-hmm. or what a customer. Tell us what you do when you go out to that.
So essentially, I'll go out and take a bunch of pictures. I walk the entire perimeter of the house looking for indications of hail damage, whether that be on the siding, on gutters, windows, anything that would indicate a hail storm. Then I'll climb up on the roof, take a look. You can tell kind of the age of hail when it hits. When it's fresh, within a year, it's generally pretty black because it's knocked off all that granular. So you've got that asphalt right up underneath, and you can see that. As it ages, it whites out, so it bleaches and becomes more of a basically a white and shiny, what looks like a golf ball mark. Right. So you can kind of tell the age of the hail based off of that. And again, same sort of thing. You just get down and talk to the homeowner and say, this is what I'm seeing. If there's nothing, which is in most cases about 80% of the roofs I get on, there's no damage. There's nothing to report.
So that's what you tell them.
Yeah. Yep. That's what we tell them. In the 20%, then we'll start talking about, yes, I think this was an absolute hail claim. Go ahead and again, contact your agent. Rather than your claims line. A lot of folks get that mixed up. If you've got an agent that you deal with every day or once a year, whoever signed your policy, that's who I call. Don't call the 800 numbers. That'll get you started down that path.
It gets you started down the wrong path.
and then just circle back and start working through that claims process.
So you come off a roof and you say there's some hail damage here. How long can a customer, do you think, go and say, okay, I've got this light hail, and you're going to tell them that. And then you're going to tell them maybe they should, maybe they shouldn't. But how long will that roof withstand that hail damage before it can cause major problems?
That's the great unknown. It all depends on, how much damage you've got. If you've got a warrantable claim that insurance is going to cover, I recommend that they act on it fairly quickly, mostly because the insurance company gives you a certain amount of time to repair that damage, mm-hmm. Generally up to about 1 year from the date of the storm. So I encourage folks to get moving on the claim, get it replaced as soon as possible. and take care of it so that insurance covers and indemnifies them to the fullest extent.
And will that, before a break here, will that usually cover gutters and things like that as well?
If there's damage to those areas, yep. Okay. They'll absolutely replace, cover to repair and replace those.
Okay, good deal. Ken Stryker's with us, Northwest Roofing. What's the phone number for you guys?
Ours in the office is 303-804-0303.
804-0303. We got to take a short break. We'll be back with more of Your Money Matter.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Did you know that Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has a beautiful, unique cat lodge, and their feline guests are loving it? The cat lodge is a special place where cats can lounge all day in the comfort of their own private space or climb to their favorite resting spot on their custom-built cat trees. If your special friend likes to lounge and watch things from afar, the cat lodge has many cozy places, all in view of their colorful and mesmerizing aquarium designed to entertain and delight their feline guest. Whatever your cat's fancy, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center created their cat lodge with your pet's comfort in mind. And all the while, your cat will be under the experienced care of their lodge pet care specialist. They would love to have your cat as their special guest the next time you're away, so don't hesitate to ask about making your cat's reservation in their cat lodge today. Hey, we've trusted our pets to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for over 15 years, and you can too. Call 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050, or visit LoneTreeVet.com.
2019 is here, and rates are still in the low fours. Denver's housing market is continuing to increase in value, with over 35,000 more families moving in than out annually. The feds continue to raise short-term rates, like auto loans, credit cards, but many of our clients are paying off their credit cards before rates increase again. Others are doing much-needed home improvements, like new carpet, kitchens, finishing basements, etc., and then some are just putting money away for that rainy day. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Have you heard? There are loans specifically available for those self-employed or those without W-2s. You now have options. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Your locally owned and trusted mortgage broker since 2001, where we specialize in you, the customer. 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. Affordable Interest Mortgage. And MLS 298191, regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest to you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters. Kurt Rogers with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage. So if you've got any kind of mortgage questions, we'll take your calls. Or roofing questions, 303-477-5600. Glad to have Ken Stryker in studio, Northwest Roofing.
Okay, one of the questions we were talking about is you going out, looking at, then the insurance company come out. Should a homeowner look at multiple bids? I mean, they're going to have their insurance company going to say one thing, but should they shop and see on bids?
Bid-wise, if you've got a hail claim that insurance has paid for, it's basically covered. All you're doing is helping the insurance company in that case. If you get a lower bid from a roofer, when we submit the invoice to insurance to get reimbursed for that, they cut the check for that lesser amount and hang on to any difference. So I always tell folks, getting a bid, all you're doing is shopping for the insurance company.
Because your deductible is the same.
Your deductible, that's your out-of-pocket cost. Right. Everything else is covered by insurance in 90% of the cases, unless your policy dictates something a little different. But, yep, you're best to run with the insurance number.
And again, from past experience, years ago, and I'm talking 10, 15, 20 years ago, you used to be able to do that, and then the lower bid basically sucked up your deductible, so you didn't have to come up with anything because they would say the price is this, but they weren't doing that. That doesn't happen much anymore.
Well, it shouldn't happen
anymore. It should. I understand.
Yeah, Senate Bill 38 says...
A law now.
Yep, yeah. Says we can't in any way, shape, or form help with the deductible. That's your agreement with your insurance company that you're going to cover that and they're going to cover the rest. You start doing things like that and it's bad news. In general, that's aimed to protect the customer rather than to keep them from running off, a roofer from running off with their money.
Yeah, you know, when you go to tell one of your friends, they say, well, if you go over here, this guy will swallow your deductible. And I'm like, not no more, they don't.
There's rumor that it still happens in the industry, but we certainly, I jokingly tell my homeowners is I don't look really good in orange, so I'd prefer to stay out of the clink.
Well, and two, that ought to tell you, I mean, first of all, I want a good company, you know, doing my roof and someone I can trust. And if they start out wanting to do something like that, I mean, where else could that lead? Or
indeed,
what other corners are they going to cut that maybe they're not going to tell you then? So why start out off on that foot?
Right. That's right. Yeah. Right. Right. Yep. So, and generally, the way I think about it is insurance is very good at collecting your premiums.
Sure.
When it comes time to pay out, they're a little stingier on passing money back out. So they're going to give you a bid for a reasonable profit, anything under that. And it's exactly that. You got to cut corners to make a profit on the roofing side. So,
okay. Now over the last 5-10 years, mm-hmm. shingles changed a lot. Change got better. Difference.
They're always, making advances. But for the most part, it's an asphalt shingle. They're processed similarly. you've gotten some more hail impact or impact resistant type shingles that are more popular now with the heavier storms that we've gotten. So
what helps them to prevent, you know, the resistant shingles?
Generally it's thickness of the shingle. You get additional layers. A couple of the manufacturers add either polymer or some sort of more of a rubbery type material into there to
right.
allow for some give onto the shingles, protects it a little bit more.
So, okay, that would be the case. Maybe they wouldn't take the damage as fast and they would last longer. I mean, that's what you would think.
In theory, yep. The only issue is Colorado is, for whatever reason, has seen increasingly large hail happen throughout, you know, the last 5 years. We've gone from, you know, an inch and a half diameter hail up to, you know, 3 inches now.
Yeah, there was that hail storm down at that.
Springs, remember breaking windshields and back.
People inside
back
of the cars getting beat up.
I mean, animals got killed at Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, if I remember correctly.
Yep. Yeah.
That's a pretty good size hail.
Yep. Yeah, that is really good size hail, and even the impact resistant stuff says that it's not even under warranty if you get into hail over about 2.5 inches in diameter. So.
Wow.
What's the cost difference if somebody was thinking about it? Normal roof, let's say, is $12,000 to do.
It depends on the complexity of the roof, how many valleys and whatnot,
right.
how much you've got it. But it probably adds
20%?
Maybe not even that much. And again, in most cases, if it's a hail-related claim, you get a discount for the new roof, putting a new roof on, and B, most companies allow for an impact-resistant waiver as well. So in most cases, the discount that you get kind of outweighs that out-of-pocket expense that you have to come up with to upgrade those shingles.
So it's not going to cost a whole lot more if I decide I want to go to that?
No, not generally.
But should last long. Should. Theoretically.
Unfortunately, we've done a number of replacements on impact resistance, just again because of the size and the duration of some of these storms that just come in. Rather than the old days when I was, you know, in my teens, it seemed like it would rain for 10, 15, 20 minutes every afternoon, hail every once in a while, small stuff for a couple minutes. Now we're seeing storms that are, you know, 15, 20 minutes long.
It looks like it snowed outside.
Exactly.
Sometime,
yeah. So.
Now, do you guys do commercial things as well, or just mainly residential?
We do. We've got a real robust commercial team as well. So we can handle basically anything that needs a covering here in the metro area. So.
Right. Again, it's Northwest Roofing, and their number 303-804-0303. Ken Stryker is our guest today. Now, as far as picking out, let's say, you know, you've had a roof on for a number of years, and you're trying to pick out what shingle to put on. I mean, when you go in some of these places, man, it can be very confusing.
It's like shoes. Yeah. There's thousands of them.
There are. And most roofing companies, we're much the same. If there's something you particularly like and you've researched and said, you know, I really like an Owens Corning product, for example, we certainly have access to that. We partner very specifically with the GAF. A lot of that is the company itself, world's largest shingle manufacturer. They're kind of the cream of the crop as far as we're concerned. We do a ton of business with them, and we're able to offer some additional perks by partnering with them. We're a master elite, so one of their top-level roofing contractors. So we're able to extend warranties a little bit longer than normal, than most folks can. Just provide additional support for them and additional training through GAF so that we can put on quality roofing systems for you.
Right. So the process, again, you know, call you or the insurance company, whatever, how long does it usually take? And again, depending on if we've just had a major storm, but how long usually before you guys can start work once everything's approved with the insurance company, and how long does it normally take to finish on a normal residential house?
Ooh, that's a good question. Last year, even in the midst of all the storms, we maintained about a two and a half week turnaround from the time we did a contract to materials arriving on the roof and the roof being done. We push really hard to get that taken care of very quickly and maintain that time frame. Last year, the biggest thing that was holding us up was our supplier. They just, you know, so many roofs to load and materials to deliver. We were in some cases having our crews go pick up the material and drive it to the house ourselves so we can get roofs done. And in most cases, a roof, standard residential roof, we can tear off and have new shingles and ready, have it all done in a day.
Right. Yeah. Now, you mentioned tear off. I've heard of some nightmare stories where companies have gone out, just put something over the other roof, and that's not the proper way to do it.
It is not. Surprisingly, there are some cities within the metro area that allow for an additional layer of material to be left on. Our standard policy, though, and especially with an insurance claim, is to tear all the way down to the deck, have a good look at that decking to make sure that it's in good shape before we start putting new material up.
Yeah, because that wouldn't help.
Yeah. Yeah, generally, if you've got some soft spots,
it's like sanding rust and painting over it.
Yeah, that's good. It's a good analogy. Yep.
It's just not going to work.
Yep.
Now, you were talking earlier about warranty. What do most shingles have, and then what does your company give?
Standard warranty for most shingle companies at this point is they call it a 50-year material warranty. So they'll make sure that under normal wear, those shingles should last 50 years. Colorado.
It's longer than a mortgage.
Yeah. Colorado, the average roof replacement is 8 to 10 years. So
I would figure closer 5 to 6.
Yeah. Hail beats those up. Hail and wind makes that. So we tell people, yeah, it's a lifetime, but that's under.
It's not a reality.
Yeah, not a reality. So we offer as a standard labor warranty, a 3-year warranty on our workmanship. And then the standard for the product for just application is 10 years. But then again, we can go through and extend those out to have multiple 10, 20, 30 years on the shingles and the workmanship as well. So,
and that's another reason to deal with a local company, because again, you get some of these storm chasing guys. I mean, I actually saw a lady the other day she was actually on the news, and I forgot what she had done, landscaping or something. But I mean, they showed the guy's bid, and it was literally on a piece of notebook paper written in pencil. I mean, no logos, no phone numbers, no nothing. You know what I mean? And so, and again, anybody can get anything printed. So I think you got to look that up too. So if people say, you know, they're on our website, haystackhelp.com or Better Business Bureau, or, you know, they can say been in business 40 years. And dude, who knows? I mean, there's no advertising place, right? So, you just got to check people out.
Especially on your roof.
Yeah, construction stuff, kind of in general.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Unfortunately, the construction trade has earned a reputation of untrustworthiness, and so we're trying to work very hard to kind of bring that back in and say we want to work with you. You're our neighbors.
Sure. You're going to be here, and
we're going to be here. Take care. Yeah.
We're here before. We're going to be here after.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio, a special edition of Your Money Matters. Again, Ken Stryker's our guest, Northwest Roofing. Their number, 303-804-0303. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Lindsay. A few months ago, I was in an accident. I totaled my car. They were just going too fast, and it was icy right there. It was his fault, but it wasn't anyone's fault. That's why it's called an accident, right? I was so sore. Not at first, but like days later. I had to go to the hospital. I have always heard about the things insurance companies do when this kind of thing happens, but didn't know how bad it really was. I needed an attorney. I called Flesh and Beck, and man, I'm glad I did. From the first call all the way to the settlement, Kevin was there for me. It was like having my own personal attorney. He really got to know me, and he knew everything about my case. There is no way I would have gotten that big of a settlement if I hadn't called. I definitely recommend calling Flesh and Beck if you've been in an accident. Definitely.
Hi, I'm Kevin Flesh from Flesh and Beck Law. At Flesh and Beck, you get real, sincere, personal service from attorneys that actually care about you and your case. Call us, Flesh and Beck Law, 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886.
Don't let mosquitoes disrupt your family fun at your next barbecue or keep the kids from camping out in the backyard. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and I'm very happy that our outdoor activities have been mosquito-free for the last 4 years thanks to the fine folks at Mosquito Authority. Their mission is to help protect you and your family from mosquitoes and the diseases they carry. And did you know when your dog or cat is bitten by a mosquito, heartworm is one of the most common infections? At Mosquito Authority, they guarantee you won't be bothered by mosquitoes between treatments. And if you are, hey, all you have to do is call. They'll come back out, reassess your property, and if necessary, retreat at no additional charge. No contracts, no commitments, and best of all, no mosquitoes. Call 303-688-2847. That's 303-688-2847. Or visit mosquitoauthority.com.
You've been told nothing can be done for your peripheral neuropathy. Don't give up hope. Call Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor at Front Range Medical Center, to ask about electronic signaling. For the past 9 years, Dr. Anderson has specialized exclusively in the treatment of peripheral neuropathy. Front Range Medical Center can't help everyone, but thanks to an advanced technology called electronic signaling, Dr. Anderson has seen great results for seniors who'd been told there was no hope for them. That's what Dr. Anderson loves most about his job, seeing the hope return to patients who had been suffering with burning, tingling, and numbness. It's worth a phone call. Schedule a $27 consultation with Dr. Anderson, including a neuropathy-specific exam, this week. He will review your health history and past medical records to find out whether electronic signaling could help where other treatments have failed. Don't lose heart. Call now, 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694.
Why are seniors considering a reverse mortgage other than no mortgage payments? Hi, Steve Hurley here with Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. Other than no mortgage payments, another reason may be the access to equity that they did not previously have. Taking in monthly payments for life or a specified period of time, or simply having a line of credit available. Take aim at 720-895-0500 and ask for me, Steve Hurley, NMLS number 243200, regulated by DORA, an equal opportunity lender.
David R. Cishon is a certified estate planner, regional vice president of Householder Group, and a registered representative with LPL Financial. David Cishon knows that building a secure financial plan begins with comprehensive strategies in estate planning, income distribution, tax and investment planning, and risk management. Cishon Financial is a family business, and they treat their clients like family. Cishon Financial holds to the highest fiduciary standards, representing their clients' interest above all else. Call now for your free consultation, 720-482-1917, 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Got a question for the station? Email info at CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
And we are back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio in a special edition of Your Money Matters. Kurt Rogers with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage. And Ken Strucker's with us from Northwest Roofing. Once again, their number, 303-804-0303. And Ken, I assume it's kind of a free come out and check or free consultation, we'll call it.
Absolutely. Inspections are always free. I recommend at least one a year if you have a weather event that you're concerned about, whether it be high winds or, you know, severe weather, hail. Always happy to come out and take a look for free.
Cool. And we've had some high winds earlier this year. Serious ones.
Son, that blizzard a few weeks ago.
Oh.
It was howling in our house in Highlands Ranch.
Well, why would you go out in that?
I know, and I did that day. I had to go to Colorado Springs
and you
that
got back,
morning.
Though, but
and
you
I got
back
20 minutes before they shut down the freeway. So, yeah.
A friend of mine didn't. She sat in that thing for 6 hours.
Oh, man.
Yikes.
Yeah, not fun. So what are some of the questions? You go out to homeowners and, you know, they met you for the first time. What are some of their questions or concerns, you know, when they're, what are just some of the main questions you get?
Sure. A lot of folks, it's the first time they're going through this disaster recovery type thing. And so they just have questions in general about how does it work? What should I expect? I get a lot of questions of same, like we were just talking about, is what does damage look like? Should I be worried? Do I need to be tarping my house? Things along those lines, and then process. How long is it going to take? Should I put concrete tiles on my roof? Is that the best thing to do? So I act as a lot of in an education fashion more than a sales capacity. I want them to know what they're getting into. Mm-hmm. Again, especially on the insurance side, is just to make sure that they really understand going into it, what's going to happen, kind of the timeline of things that go on, and what they can expect coming out of it.
Right.
You have a network of realtors that you do business with. Mm-hmm. And why should a person that's selling a home have you come out prior to them selling the home? Now, you're not going to charge them anything, so that's one reason that you can come out, because it's free.
Yeah.
But why would you recommend that?
Always recommend it. Roofs tend to be one of the biggest sticking points on a real estate transaction. And it stops a lot of them if they don't know that there's hail damage up there, if they're not aware that the shingles are old and the roof needs to be replaced. So gives the seller a good peace of mind moving into the transaction, whether or not they could have a sticking point. And if it does need to be taken care of, obviously, if you put it out there ahead of time before you list, if there is hail damage and it is a warrantable claim that insurance is going to cover, many times, you know, we can get that roof replaced, put on a new impact resistant roof, and it becomes a selling feature. Brand new roof, impact resistant. Sometimes that means more dollars on the way out.
We'll see. Most people will have their home inspected before they buy one. So the buyer's going to look at that, and the guy will look at the roof. Sometimes the inspector knows that the roof, sometimes it doesn't. Mm-hmm. So if they see something, they might say that the roof needs a repair. Well, if all of a sudden the buyer says, I've had this inspector tell me it needs work, but you go as the seller, wait a minute, I already had a roofer come out, said the roof's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can call you and hook you back up so that it can not become a negotiating issue.
Yep.
I've seen that happen.
Yep. Oh, yeah. It happens a lot. In those cases, many times it's kind of the first person that speaks is the expert. And
that's
then
right.
That second person has to disprove.
Has to defend.
Yeah. So, you know, it's always a good thing to have a good opinion up front.
Right. One of the big complaints that we've always heard when people talk about contractors is, you know, they'll come and they'll work on their house for 3 or 4 hours that morning, then leave. Go do another job, come back, you know, maybe a day later, mm-hmm. work another 3 or 4 hours. And so I'm not trying to be unfair to you ask this question, but is this, do you guys, when you come out and you start on a roof, you generally try to knock that roof out?
One day. Yep. Okay. We try to get it, mostly because Colorado weather, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
From one day, you look at it and you say,
can't
it's
leave it
be,
open.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to leave it open. There have been instances where. You
and
know,
sure. I mean, there's always things that can happen where, like, the weather was bad and you needed to do a few things over somewhere else. But again, I think that goes back to communication with the customer, setting expectations where everybody understands what's going on. Then everybody's cool.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We try to get our crews in line with the size of the roof to where bigger roofs. We bring a bigger crew so we can still handle it in one day.
Mm-hmm. Quick question. I don't know if most people know this. Do you need to pull a permit if you're going to put on a roof?
We recommend it. We always pull permits.
Yes.
I suppose you probably can, just like anything else, if you want to do that work on your own. But
no, I'm saying if they were to hire you,
yes, our standard is
going to pull that permit.
Yep, we're going to pull it. The big thing that you want to make sure is that it gets closed. A number of roofers will tell you, hey, yeah, oh yeah, we'll pull the permit, and they will. They just never call that final inspection in to make sure that it passes so they could close it. So make sure, you know, if not Northwest, make sure the roofer that is closing that permit, because that's what tells you that it's done. That's what gives you the insurance discount at the back end for a new roof, is showing that it did pass the final city.
Gotcha. Are there times when you're looking at a roof, like you say, you go up on top and you look at it, and you'll say, yeah, it's got some hail damage, but it can be repaired and not replaced? Can you repair hail damage, or there's some things you can repair in a roof?
There are things that you can repair. Wind damage is a little bit easier to repair because it tends to tear up one or two shingles. Yeah, you know, whatever that is. Hail damage, depending on where it is, if it's severe enough, you're going to end up replacing the whole roof. There are instances where, just the way the storm comes, the way the house sits, you may get damage on one side. So it does happen. It's pretty rare when you get a hail damage that needs it to be addressed, that it's just one side. Most of the time, you're repairing the entire roof. In some cases, I was on a roof down in the Pinery just yesterday. They had a bigger impact-resistant shingle in the field, so all along the face of the roof. Their ridge shingles are thinner because they've got to bend over the ridge of the roof, and were damaged. So insurance actually had come out and approved replacing
the
ridge shingles, but the field, everything on the main part of the roof was fine.
Right. Wow. Okay. Ken Strecker's with us. Again, it's Northwest Roofing. And if you'd like an inspection, maybe you're just now thinking, you know what, we never had our house looked at after the last storm. Give them a call. Again, that number is 303-804-0303. They are A-plus members of Better Business Bureau as well. And because I know Kurt like I do, Kurt, I know you wouldn't have been here if you didn't believe in it. Double endorsement there.
That's right.
Again, that number, 303-804-0303. We're going to take our last break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. Since 2004, it's been our mission to provide the highest quality of service and trust to every customer we serve. M4 Roofing and Gutters is a family-owned and operated company right here in Englewood, Colorado. At M4 Roofing and Gutters, quality customer service is our top priority. For a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project, call today 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and HaystackHelp.com.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio, and a special edition of Your Money Matters. Once again, Kurt Rogers with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage. And if you've got any mortgage needs, give Kurt and his crew a call, 720-895-0500. His website, AIMortgage.net. If you're just getting in the car or turn on the radio, Ken Strecker is with us from Northwest Roofing. And they will do a free inspection for you as well. And their number, 303-804-0303. And work with your insurance company and take care of all of that. Now, do you guys also do repair? Let's say somebody just all of a sudden they notice they got a leak in the house. And you guys also do repairs. And man, that can be a nightmare with a roof, because where you see water draining from or where you think it could be leaking from could be 50 feet away from that.
Absolutely. Yeah, we do have a full repair division, so we can handle leaks.
So that's all they do?
Yep. They go out and assess and just do exactly that, is right. Track down those leaks that, you're right, tend to run from one part of the house to the other. So when we do that, we tend to do a water test so as to reproduce it. Most of the time, you don't want to get on the roof in the rain while it's leaking. So we come back when it's a little drier and test until we can make sure that we nail down that leak.
Now, you mentioned closing out that permit and getting that final inspection. Who is that done by, that final one?
Generally, that is done by, we call it in. We've applied for the permit, so it's under our name. So we'll call that back in. It's just a big thing to have as a homeowner to request, hey, can you guys make sure that this does
get closed? City code.
Yep. Folks. City codes call. Yeah, all gets taken care of there.
Now, you talked about, we've been talking about shingles, but there's other types of material that you could put on the roof. One of those you mentioned was concrete. Mm-hmm. What are some of the other things besides resistant shingles?
You can do your asphalt shingles. They've got stone coated steel, so much like the old steel standing seam type roof.
Yep.
You can do that. They've even got basically polycarbonate type material. heavy plastic type stuff.
Yep.
Very impact resistant. That's also an option. And then of course concrete and your ceramic tiles.
We see some of these ceramic tiles. You know, they're all bumped up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How do they in Colorado do? I had a house in Nevada with them, and they did pretty well, except for when you walk in the roof, you step on one, you can break it pretty simple. So I quit going up on the roof. But how do they do with hail?
They're generally a little better. It's heavier, thicker material.
Yeah, it's pretty thick stuff.
That hailstorm that came through Denver, not last year, but the year before, kind of up in the Denver Central area, Tennyson, whatnot, has a bunch of those types of roofs. Destroyed them all. So nothing's 100%.
Safe.
Yeah, but they do tend to wear a little better. It does require a little bit more weight distribution over the roof. So
yeah, you need to make sure you got the right trusses underneath.
Exactly. Yep. You gotta. Yeah. Folks
right, retaining
are
retaining
like,
walls.
Yep. How much can we put on there? You're like, that's good. You might want to get a structural engineer to make sure your roof will handle that extra weight.
Now you mentioned the. And I hadn't heard about these, the polyurethane one. They look like a normal shingle, but they're kind of out of a plastic, a rubber?
Yep. It's a hard plastic, basically. Super cool stuff. It's expensive, not cheap, but you can make it look like either slate, wood shake, just about anything that you want it to look like. And it's very, very hail resistant. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of those have long lifetime warranties. So,
Now, what about how do they do with wind? Being lighter, I would think they'd be more receptive.
They're cinched down to the roof pretty tightly. Okay. You don't have as much flapping and whatnot. Yeah. So
normal shingle, you do.
Yeah, well, the shingle is more pliable than these, so it's one piece of plastic, heavy plastic, so it doesn't catch the wind as much as a thin shingle can and pull up.
Okay. You've been in Colorado, you're a native. You've been doing this for a while. Are there certain areas in Colorado that are more prone to wind and or hail?
Huh. Well, I think the entire metro area has been hit at one time or another, but we tend to see a lot. Castle Rock, Highlands Ranch is.
I had that feeling. I wanted to see if you'd agree.
Where we are.
Yeah.
That's where we live.
Yep. Our big hail areas, Roxborough. Gets a lot of wind. Morrison, just right off the, right off the.
And it's weird because you can be several blocks over and nothing.
Nothing.
I mean, it's just like there's a wall there.
Oh yeah,
it's protection. Yeah.
I was just wondering. I mean, Fort Collins, Greeley. We've
seen them all. We've been up there. I'm actually headed up north to Lock Buoy. I had a big storm last year, so we're working up there. Greeley, out east to Strasburg. It really is. All across the Front Range.
Are most of the insurance companies pretty easy to work with?
They try to be. Some are,
like
some
you say, it's different. Amazing, man. You can pay your premiums like clockwork for many, many years.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you have a roof claim and boom, they'll pay it maybe, but then they drop you. I mean, I hate that.
Yeah. You'll find out really how good your insurance company is if you have any kind of a claim, but a roof claim is a good one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's why maybe good to call you first to see if you even want to make a claim.
Right. I always recommend giving me a ring first because I can at least look at it. If it looks like it's something that's small, if it's, maybe a gutter issue or something like that, you've always got that deductible to think about. So is it in your interest to file a $5,000 claim if you've got a $2,500 deductible? So half of that claim is going to come out of your pocket anyway. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's better just to save that claim for something, for a full roof replacement, and bite the bullet and pay the one out of pocket.
Some of our listeners might not have been listening at the beginning of the show, and I think it's important that you explain why they should right now sit down and look at their insurance policies and some of the changes that have happened going to the percentage instead of the deductible and how that can affect them.
Yeah. It's super important to understand exactly what you've got, because if the hailstorm comes through and you review it and you're surprised that you, instead of having a $1,000, $1,500 flat rate deductible, have moved to a 0.5%, 1% of your property value, that changes your out of pocket expense pretty drastically. So, and in some cases, most of the insurance agents I work with are very proactive to let people know when things like that are happening with their policies. But you know, they'll fall back in and say, hey, we mailed you your policy information, and it's on page 6 in very small print, 3/4 of the way down. So always recommend to have a review of your insurance at least annually.
Right. And that could become expensive because it's, let's say it's 1.5% of value. Well, whose value? Who's going to appraise it? Is it what it was a year ago, or is it what it is today?
Yeah.
And, you know, the insurance company, who are they going to use? I mean, yeah, there's a lot of holes in that one. Instead of just saying, okay, I got a $2,000 deductible.
Yep.
Boom.
Yep. And insurance, to answer that, insurance is the one that says, here's what we value your property at. So this is your coverage amount. So based on that, here's your deductible. I had a gentleman over in Roxborough found out that his was a 2% and his deductible was $8,600.
Hello.
Yeah. He had no idea. Had no idea. I felt very bad for him because I was, you're going to get a claim.
He didn't know it changed.
Yeah, he didn't know.
So that's why it's a real good right now, because the season's coming.
Oh, it's coming. Yep, for sure, for sure.
You get it changed, but it's coming.
Yeah, now's the time to get it before that storm happens, review it, and just make sure you're comfortable with it. You know, some folks have got that money set aside anyway. Great. Many people struggle when you find that you've got a very different deductible amount than what you thought.
Right.
Goes from 2 to 8. Yeah, that's pretty strong.
Yeah.
In our last minute here, I want to cover this real quick because I think this is very important. A lot of times I know in the auto body industry, certain of those will be on certain insurance companies, quote, approved shops. So they try to steer someone to one of their approved shops, but it legally, you can get your car fixed anywhere you want. Same thing with a roof.
Right.
So while I'm sure you're on some insurance companies' preferred list, you may not be on some others. So I guess I'm just saying out there, you can get your stuff repaired wherever you want.
Absolutely.
So if you want to call Northwest Roofing, I mean, and they're not on your insurance's preferred list, they can still use you.
Yeah,
so don't let the insurance company dictate who you use.
Right. Most important thing is find somebody that you know, like, and trust. If you can get them out there, that's the most important thing. Do your research. Find a company that you can trust.
And you know what? If they can do it tomorrow, that's probably not the best choice of a roof company if they can get out there that quick, you know, and do that. So now to come out and maybe inspect, maybe different, but to come out and say, you know, you just
can do it. Yeah, we get started tomorrow.
Right. So
where are they getting the shingles?
They should be busy. Right. Absolutely. Well, Ken, hey, it's been great to meet you, and I'm sure we'll do this again.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks,
all right,
guys.
That's Ken Strecker. Again, Northwest Roofing, A-plus members, the BBB. His number, 303-804-0303. Kurt, thank you, sir.
No problem. You guys have a nice one and enjoy Friday.
All right. Open. I'm looking forward to that. All right. Hope you have a great rest of your week, too, and thank you for joining us here. Check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of companies to do business with. And have a great day.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.